Hello, everyone.
I'm Carl.
And I'm Em.
Welcome to our podcast discussing all the latest books. This is our monthly bonus episode, and today we will be giving you our top 15 most anticipated reads on our TBRs. There'll be no ratings to save to the very end, but we'll give you our opinion and our excitement for each book as we go through.
And there shouldn't be that many spoilers. It's just for the fact that we may discuss what we've heard about the books, but we've not read any of these to be able to say for sure that that is what happens. So,
correct.
But we promise to give you all of our honest opinions and all the characters, chapters, and scenarios, and we don't mean any harm to any of the authors. This is solely our opinion, and as always, we promise to Carl them like we read them.
Period. We also won't be giving you a little trigger warning list for each book, but be sure to check that out before you dive into any new world, just to take care of yourselves.
And you can read along with some of them with us, as we may choose them for our podcast in the future. So, are you ready to get started?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so you want to go first since I went first last one?
Sure. This is probably not the one to start off with. And honestly, this probably should be on the Hear Me Out episode that we just did. So one of my... These are not in any particular order either, by the way. But yeah, so one of them is Bride by Allie Hazelwood. Emily's going to call me out for my werewolf obsession.
Yeah, definitely not going to be reading that one. Definitely only off any TBR that I may have thought about putting it on. Not happening. But good for you.
Okay. We don't have to be mean.
Good for you. So mine's an obvious choice. Which at the point of this episode, I will have already read it. So excited for me, future me. So glad you've read this already. But in this particular moment we are recording this, has not come out yet. And that is obviously Onyx Storm. So.
Wholeheartedly agree. It's on my list as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's it's probably my most anticipated read on this list.
100%.
I'm not going to say the rest for any order, but that is one of the top
ones. I am so excited for it. I am literally taking off that day to read that book. It better be in my mailbox that day because it's happening.
Oh my gosh, what if it's not? What are you going to do?
I'll probably cry. Because the last time, I was supposed to get the second book of Say You
Swear. I knew what you were going to answer.
Yeah, I was supposed to get the second book of Say You Swear, and I ended up with the daggum spandex instead.
That's so funny.
I'm going to probably cry. Probably drive to Barnes & Noble and just buy a second book just because.
Oh my gosh, don't do that. You go ahead and go again, because that's one of mine.
Okay, my next one is something that I've heard everyone on Book Talk currently talking about. Well, it's been a little bit since it became a phenomenon, but it's just recently got released. It's being made into a movie, and that is Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited to read that one.
I keep seeing TikToks by the author.
Same. I hadn't up to this point, but recently I've started seeing a lot more.
Okay, and that's another one on my list. So you go again.
So this one, I've actually had the books on my bookshelf for, probably at least the first two have been on my shelf for 6 months. The other one just recently got released, so don't have it yet. But that is the Like Lark series.
That is also on my list. Matter of fact, I just bought the third one last weekend so that I have all three now.
Yeah, so I actually was around whenever she started promoting Light Lark on BookTok. She did all self-publishing or self-advertising, basically. So, I was around then. And then when it first came out, everybody was talking about it. And then I started seeing a lot of negative things after that. So I was I'm probably going to put it off. And then the second book came out and everybody's talking about it again. And then now the third book's come out and everybody's talking about it again. I've not heard anything bad about the second or third books. So I'm hopeful.
I'm a little nervous because it has a love triangle. And I think she ends up with one at first and then ends up with the other for a little bit. And, like, you don't know who she obviously ends up with at the end because it's a 5-book series. But so, like, it's a back and forth. So I'm a little nervous about that because I don't really like love triangles. And, like, if there is a love triangle, like, I need it to be quick, brief, and clear, like, who's meant to be together kind of thing. Unless we're just going to be a throuple, then that would be different. But
is it true that, like, I heard, like, she has to kill one of them to, like, survive or something like that?
So my understanding is, like, she gets with the good guy, but in book three, the bad guy that wants her says, like, he'll stop attacking and killing their kingdom if she comes and lives and bees with him.
Okay.
So, spoiler, sorry.
We've not read it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just based off what I've seen on TikTok. I don't know for sure exactly what happens, but my understanding is her and the good guy want to say get married.
Didn't she just say that she has two more books coming out next year? The fourth one and then another one that's like a prequel or something as well?
I think so, yeah. Okay. So it's not, I might wait until the final one comes out and read the whole thing.
I thought it was supposed to be a trilogy, but now she's saying there's a fourth book, so.
Well, and there's five total, and I don't know if one of them is a prequel, but I don't know if it will add background that we're going to need. I don't have any idea. So that'll be interesting. We'll see from there. But all right, that is one of mine that's been on my, I don't really like to start in the middle of a series. I like kind of let it, if I can let it finish, and then I'll read the whole
thing. She's very mad at me still about Fourth Wing, so.
Look how anticipated number three is, and we still have two more to go.
You know what's going to be really bad?
When it takes 3 years for her to come out with the next book?
Yeah, because she said she was taking 2 years off to write the next one.
Rebecca, honey.
She said that she has...
Why can't we finish this
she has
and
another...
then take 2 years off?
No, she has another love story that she's releasing.
I don't care!
So, they're really good, too. They're worth a read.
They're standalones. I want to finish the series. I'm tired.
She said that it took her so long
to know
on
what
this
happens.
One because she just, like, the hype and everything around it was just too much that it was, like, getting her in her head where she couldn't write it. So that's why.
Well,
she
we also saw that she does not watch TikToks. So sadly, she will not listen to our podcast or watch our TikToks probably ever.
Probably.
But it is what it is. Go again, because that one was on my list.
Okay, so this one actually got sent to me by the author.
Look at you, brag.
Humble. But I'm super excited to read it because it looked like a really good series, and I'm in my current romance era. So it is a steamy hockey romance series, and I don't know if you follow the TikToker Mei Mei, but she recently has been reading this series, and she's loved it. So, and she's in our hockey romance era specifically. So it is the Don't Let Me series by Kelsey Ray.
Yeah. It's also been all over TikTok because there's a Black Friday deal on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No, she sent it to me months ago.
Oh, that's right. She sent it to
me. Yeah. She sent it before it kind of became a big thing. I just have not got around to being able to read.
She also does a lot of self-promotion, and I see her TikToks all the time of her being like, so what if your boyfriend, like, all the time.
But she draws you in with it because it's like, oh, well, that's a steamy, spicy gossip thing, and then you're like, oh, wait, no, it's just her book. But I'm invested.
This is one that Emily has wanted me to read for quite some time now. So it's on my list to try to accomplish into the next year. And that's the Mind Def series. I'm kind of sad, though, that the author's dead.
I mean, yes, but it's still
kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of morbid.
I guess I should say it's a really good series because it's five.
It's a lot to
commit. I have the whole book, which honestly, the whole book's $20. Like all five books in one book. So reasonable.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But super, super good. I can't wait for you to read that one.
I know. You've been talking about it for a long time.
So excited.
I think I'll enjoy it too. Like, I don't disagree, but I just got to get to a place where I can read five books.
Honestly, if you read it on KU, it goes by really quickly. So I think you wouldn't take that long to read all five. The big book is intimidating. The smaller ones, less intimidating.
It'll have to be on KU, because if it's a physical book, I'll never get through it.
Yeah. So I'm not one for a long commitment to read because I'm a mood reader. However, I've heard about the series for years. I've decided that it is one of my goals for this year, and that is the Zodiac Academy series.
Oh.
So I'm at least committing that I am going to try to read 3 of the books. Now, all of them, can't tell you, but at least 3.
Okay, so you can't just read 3. You have to read all 8.
No, I plan on it. Just in 2025, I can't guarantee I'll finish the whole series.
Gotcha. My question is this. Why are you reading that 8-book series instead of my 8-book series?
Do you want the honest truth? Because it may hurt your feelings. I didn't like ACOTAR as much.
They're not the same.
I know, but it didn't make me want to read this, The Throne of Glass.
Well, you're missing out. And I tried to read Zodiac Academy, and I DNF'd it.
Well, that's possible. And then I may replace it with Throne of Glass. I have them all on Kindle.
Don't
I had like a Black Friday special last year for Throne of Glass. I just have not had any.
See, this is why I don't feel like I want to read your series. Because I feel like it's supposed to be a give and a take. And you don't give.
I do.
You don't read anything I ask you to read.
What is this whole podcast? We choose. You choose one. I choose one.
We choose them together. What is this whole podcast?
You choose one, I choose one.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay. You've probably never heard of this one, but I own this one and have for probably over a year now. It's just like a cute little rivals to lovers kind of romance, and I've just never gotten around to reading it, and so it's on my list to read next year. It's called Dating Dr. Dill.
Never heard of
him. He's not like a doctor, if I recall correctly. He's like a love doctor. And she's like, that's garbage. And then they end up obviously falling in love, because that's what a romance is. But just like a cute little fun romance.
So speaking of books that you think that I never will read because of your recommendations, the Ravenhood series.
Yay!
Is on my list.
It's going to destroy you.
You can take all of that back.
We'll see if you actually read it, because I've been asking for a long time.
I do have the first book. I just got through reading you what was on my KU. I have it in there. I'm in my romance era, specifically cowboy romance era. So
now that, yeah, that's, I know that's true. You are specifically in your cowboy era right now. Every day it's a new cowboy romance that I should read. So my next one is a hockey romance, and I've dabbled a little bit in hockey romances, but I haven't read a ton. And this one is The Deal,
okay,
by Elle Kennedy. That's a pretty popular one.
I've had her in my KU, like that book off and on, and like I just can't.
Yeah. Well, and I have the full series for that, you know, because she has multiple, yeah, but I have that 5-book series. I own it. I just need to commit. No, I think that one's off campus.
Oh, okay.
Briar U is the companion one, I think.
Gotcha.
But yes, I just need to commit to it.
I've heard good things about her writing. It's just, I don't know, something like it just, I guess, I really think it's the cover. Icebreaker kind of threw me on the cover for quite some time because it was just kind of like cartoonish. I don't know.
See, I like little cartoon covers. I don't like the cover for The Deal where it's like the girl in the t-shirt or whatever. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
This one right here.
The only one on this one is, I remember seeing as a deal.
This one is weird to me. It's very sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. And, like, there's some smut in the book, yes, but it's not. I mean, that looks like, I don't like it. So
yeah.
I liked the cartoon one better for that scenario. Sometimes cartoon covers mean it's not very good.
Well, and I don't know, something. It reminds me of, like, a kid's book, and, like, it's just hard for me to, like, especially with most of them do not have kid-friendly. Like, if it was on, like, a young adult book, I could kind of get behind it. But whenever it's on, like, an adult book, it's kind of hard for me to get. I would rather you have
I think they do that so that you're, like, in public not reading what appears to be a dirty book.
I'd rather have a naked man on the front cover than I would just a cartoon with what's inside the book. I'd rather people know.
Okay.
So my next one is something we both talked about reading, and we actually considered for the podcast, but we ended up going with something else instead, and that is The Unhoneymooners by Christina Loren.
Okay.
I've just heard really good things about it, and I really enjoyed the last book we read of theirs, so I really am enjoying reading their style. So.
No, I agree. So it's not on my list, but hers, The Unhoneymooners specifically, and then... Actually, it is there. It's two people writing together or something, isn't it? Anyways, and then Emily Henry. Some of her other ones are kind of it's more of like a beachy vibe, summer vibe. So I do plan to try to get some of those again next summer.
Yeah.
Like we did Beach Read this year, because I liked both of those. Okay, so then the next one on my list, and this is because I loved the one we read for the podcast, even though I did not think I was going to love it. But this is the next one by Kristen Hannah that I've been told, you need to read it. So, and that's The Women.
Okay, so I had that on my list, and I actually marked it off and put something else instead. But I had it on my list.
Maybe we'll read it for the podcast down the road.
I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed her book, and I've not heard much bad things about all of her other books.
So I've heard all great things.
I have four or five other ones of hers that...
I don't own. All I own is The Nightingale.
I bought that box set off a book outlet.
Oh, that's speaking right. Speaking
of that. Code in the comments. So. But I bought the box set off of there, and it was $20. So,
yeah.
So my next one is the Boys of Tommen series. I've heard a lot about it, good and bad. So I'm not quite sure.
Is that the F1 stuff?
No, I don't think so. The F1 one, I think, is Lauren Asher.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not really quite sure what it's about. To be honest, I thought it was a firefighter romance by the 13 in covers. But what really has honestly thrown me off of reading it is that the numbers all got released out of order, and it's not 1 through 13. So that really bugs my OCD.
That bugs me too.
Yeah. So it really, I think she released 13 and then 6 and then 7. So it really bothered me. And I know
I need to know what the numbers are to know why that was that way.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. When you read it, I want to talk about it.
Yeah. So it's Binding 13, Keeping 13, Saving 6, Redeeming 6, and then Taming 7. So it really bothers my OCD. And I know that's the stupidest reason not to read a book series, but it's really bothered me where
I don't think that's the dumbest reason. I mean, not liking the cover, but liking
the covers, the covers, the blurb are pretty.
No. I was going to say, if you read the blurb and the blurb sounds really good, but then you look at the cover and you're I don't really like the cover, and then you don't read it. That might be dumb.
Yeah. No.
But I don't think the numbers being out of order.
Because my thing is,
and not aesthetically pleasing,
I'm going to want to buy it as a trophy, and sitting on a shelf and not being in numerical order is going to drive me insane.
At least it is highest to lowest, though.
No.
At least it's not 13, 6, 7.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah. Binding 13, Keeping 13, Saving 6, Redeeming 6, Taming 7.
I thought it was Saving 6. Uh-uh. Okay. Saving 7. Okay. Nope. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. I don't want that. Yeah. I'm not reading that.
It's really thrown me off.
Maybe just don't buy the physical copy then. Because on KU, you can send the book back and then read the next one. And you have to see them all together.
Yeah, that's my strategy.
It's a good idea. Okay, so my next one is Bright Young Women. This has been on my bookshelf for quite some time. I own it. It's a beautiful book. And I think I would love it if I would just commit to it and actually read it.
Well, you're going to have to at some point. Spoiler.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to spoil it.
We give them some lowdown, download.
Matter of fact, is this our March episode?
Yep.
We might be
reading it in May.
Oh, okay. Look at you go.
Don't know if you want to spoil it that bad, but.
That's fine. It's in May.
So the next one I want to read is something that the main male character has been compared to being greater than Zayden. And if everybody knows how I feel about Zayden, I've got to read this challenge because if they're superior, I will admit it. But if not, I will tell everybody that they're wrong. So it is the City of Gods and Monsters. So
I have heard great things about it too. And if you like it, I'll probably give it a try.
Yeah.
But I want somebody else that I know to read it first.
I've read it. I've read a lot about it. Willing to give it a try. It's like, I think it's like Grumpy Sunshine, Found Family, Bodyguard, Touch Her and You Die kind of thing. So like all of the stuff that we like. But
yes,
I'm just kind of hoping that it's good. But I think I'm going to be going into it expecting better than Zayden. And that's going to be a high standard to try to live up to.
If the miscommunication trope is not there, but all the other things about Zayden are there, he'll be better for me than Zayden.
Well, and apparently,
because the miscommunication trope really disenchanted me in book two.
Well, and apparently, I don't know if this is all, or if they're all out yet, but apparently it's a three-part series.
Jeez.
And I don't know if they're all out yet, but there's City of Gods and Monsters, City of Souls and Sinners, and the other one is Cities of Something in Legends. I can't read it from the angle that it's at.
Okay. Well, speaking of a series that I think is not complete, this is another one that Emily has begged me to read, sends me TikToks all the time, and I'm on board. I just have to schedule it into my current TBR. And that's the Mile High series. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. There's a book five that's missing?
Book five, I think, is coming out next year.
Do we know when next year?
I don't think she's even released a cover yet.
Okay, so maybe once I know when it's going to be released, I can schedule to read the four leading up to the release. And make that fun.
So there's only five in this series.
But there's only four out so far.
Yes, but she just released the fourth one, so I don't know how.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah. This publication date is April 24th of 2025.
Okay.
So next month from when this podcast is released. It's so weird talking to ourselves in the future.
It is because, like, we also won't watch this episode in the future.
No.
So we're not really talking to our future selves.
Tomato.
It's weird, but whatever. Okay, so what's your next one?
So my next one is, I think it's supposed to be a hockey romance as well.
Okay.
And I say that because the icebreaker author is quoted on the covers of all of them. So I think it is, but it is the Playing for Keeps series by Becca Mack.
Oh, if I remember correctly, I think you're right. I think that is hockey.
I think there's four books in the series, but I'm in my romance era, so I was committing. I've heard it's kind of spicy, though, so I don't know.
Yeah. The first one for sure is hockey. I don't know if they're all hockey.
Okay.
But I know the first one is. Okay, so this one is not spicy. This one is a little bit more serious, I guess. More like philosophical, coming of age kind of vibe. And it's In 5 Years.
Have I heard
by that? Rebecca. Becca Surly, I think that's her last name. It's about a woman that wakes up in 5 years and her life is completely different. So it's like retrospective of like looking back at the past, looking at the future sort of thing. I think it'd be a really good read, especially like right now in my mid-20s. Because in 5 years, life will be so different in theory. Mm-hmm. So I just think it'd be like a really cool read.
Gotcha. So my next one is my girl Rebecca. So I have a couple books of hers that I have not gotten to, but it's just because I've also heard they're going to wreck me, and the last letter took me quite some time to recover from. So In the Likely Event is the first one I want to read, and then honorable mention is The Letters We Leave Unfinished or something like that. Yeah. Those are the last two of hers I have not read, so I'm excited to finally get to them, but hopefully they don't emotionally wreck me as bad.
You'll have to let me know. I don't know that I can take another.
Variation right was now. Really, really good. I enjoyed Variation.
But it wasn't like an emotion. I don't know. I kind of liked being emotionally wrecked.
I mean, I did cry a little bit, but it was just like, it was so sweet. Like, I shed tears. And then she had several moments that I thought another daggum child was going to die. And I was like, do not do this again to me, Rebecca. So, like, there was like at least two instances that like the child gets into like a life altering like situational.
Yeah, I can't have that.
But I mean, it was just, it was really, really sweet. It's about a ballerina, and then he is like a National Guard kind of person. He like rescues people out of the ocean, or Coast Guard, I guess it would be. And so they're like childhood friends slash they became enemies, but like for a very serious reason. Mm-hmm. And like, it's almost like a mystery unravel, kind of like Fourth Wing, where just like you start unraveling like different things, but it's just really, really sweet how it ends. So, and he's also like the uncle, and like that's just extremely attractive, like kind of trope to me. So I don't even know if it's an official trope, but like the uncle is needs to be a trope, because
the fun uncle.
He's not really like the fun uncle, but like he's just like, you're not dad, but like you're like dad adjacent, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Because
fair enough.
I don't want kids, so like.
Right.
Return
them. You like somebody to enjoy them with, and then send them back.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so my last one was a little bit more serious. This is not serious at all, and I'm very. This is probably, other than Onyx Storm, these two books are probably at the very top of my list. The third book, I think, comes out in like February. So might even jump up the list to try to get them done in time to read the third one when it comes out in February. But that's Butcher and Blackbird and Leather and Lark. They're spicy. They're serial killers. It's hot. Steamy. What more could you want?
Butcher and Blackbird I have. I haven't bought the second one because I heard it wasn't as great. So I'm not sure. When Butcher and Blackbird came out, I was all for wanting to read them. And I was like, oh, I'm going to wait till the second one comes out just to have at least two to read. But then I heard the second one sucked. So then I was like, I don't think I'm going to move it up my list as much.
Yeah. So Skythe, however you say it, and Sparrow is the third one. And I'm pretty sure it comes out in February. And I believe it is a trilogy, so it will be complete at that point. Okay. And I think I'll probably commit and at least try Butcher and Blackbird first, you know, if I like it, and then move on to Leather and Lark. But I believe it is a trilogy.
Gotcha.
So it'd be nice to have a complete series.
My next one is actually something we both own that we both talked about reading, and we chose Beach Read instead. So Book Lovers is definitely one of mine that I want to get to. It's like literally at the top of my bookshelf, just like staring there torturing me, like read me, and then I'm like, I don't have time for you.
But you're such a dork.
I just feel like it speaks to me because like I'm a book lover, so like it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's another one I think that has like a little bit of a beachy vibe, so like it's on my summer list if I have extra time to pick one of those up. Okay, so then my next one is The Long Game by Elena Armas.
Did you read a couple by her?
Yes, I've read two others by her.
Love Deception?
Yes, and The American Roommate Experiment. My next one is actually by her also, but they're just like cute little fun romances. They have different tropes. So like the first one was like rivals to lovers, and then also kind of like boss and not. And then the second one, The American Roommate Experiment, was friends to lovers. They're just little cute kind of palate cleansing romances, I would say. They're not super short either, so it's not like I'm doing just like 150 pages and moving on with it. It has an actual storyline, and I love the characters normally. So that's definitely probably mid-list, maybe. It's got to get bumped up because it's been out for a little bit now. So much so she's able to release another book. Like, so it's been some time.
Yeah. But so my next one I actually bought because the cover and the sprayed edges were so pretty.
Of course you did.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't ashamed of it. But also, Book Outlet had it on sale. So throwing that in there again. Code's still in the comments. So it's actually Heavenbreaker.
Yes.
And, like, after I got
it. Why do I also own that? Because it's pretty.
Yes. See?
I can't even judge you.
So I bought it, but then I read the blurb and it sounded super interesting. I just have not gotten into fantasy, so like that's why I have a lot more fantasy stuff on my reads for this next year, because I want to get back into fantasy, because I have like four bookshelves full of fantasy and I'm reading all the romance instead. So
you're also not going to read my recommendation of reading From Blood and Ash.
I'm going to read one of your other recommendations, which is next on my list.
Okay, so speaking of Elena Armas, my other one is The Fiancé Dilemma.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one. Didn't we have an arc on that one?
Yeah, we did, and I should have read it as an arc. But we got that about the time that we committed to Twilight.
Yeah.
And also Midnight Sun and also Brie Tanner, and there was just too much.
So many good arcs there during that time, and we did not read, I don't think, any of them.
No, there was too much going on. I did not have the... And it was summer. I just did not have the capacity to commit to one more thing. But it's definitely on my list. It sounds super cute.
So, excuse me. Next one is a recommendation by you that I've decided to contribute. I think I have
Make me nervous.
Four books out of the five I think there is. But I own four of them. So, and that is The Red Queen.
Oh, that is not a recommendation by me. I've never read it.
I thought you told me to read it. No, we were talking about the drama between the authors, and you said that it was on your list to read. Yep. Well, I didn't know anything about it.
Okay, well, now we should read it for the podcast. That's what you're saying.
I'm not doing a five-book commitment again. I ain't gonna lie.
We could spin it out over 2 months. At this point, nobody's listened to us anyway, so we could do whatever we want.
I spent 3 hours on our Thanksgiving post. Thank you very much.
You did wonderful. I have heard that it's really good, though.
I'm excited.
And is it a full five-part series, or is any of those novellas? I own it.
I own four, I know, but it looks like the fifth one in the picture is like the same size as the other four, so okay. I don't think there's any novellas.
I'm thinking of Shatter Me. That's been on my list for forever.
I was going
to
add that,
but because
too.
There's so many things, I can't commit to it. So much. Okay, so to round out my list, this is an author. I own like three or four of her books, and I have not been able to commit and read one yet. It's another cute little romance, and that's Talia Hibbert. And this one is you can't even see it, but it's Highly Suspicious and Unfairly Cute.
I think we have that.
It's a cute little cartoon cover, but I've heard it's really good. And there's a couple others by her that I've heard are really good too that I wanted to read and dip my toe in. To Talia's. I have her on TikTok, and she's so funny and like sweet. And every time I see it, I'm like, I need to read one of her books. I need to read one of her books. And I still just have not yet. But that one right there, like, that one I think was the first one I saw by her that, like, a TikTok or something, and then learned about her other ones from that one. Gotcha. So definitely need to read that.
Okay. So my last one is a series I've seen a lot of my favorite book talkers talk about recently, and I actually have had it on my shelf for a little bit after I got into Fourth Wing, because I heard that it dives more into like the dragon fantasy kind of situation. So I had bought it. It's been sitting on my shelf. I have all five books. Have not read it, but it is definitely highly up there, especially after I watched one of the TikTokers like cry over one of the books, which to me, it did not seem like that series. So it is the Red Rising series.
Oh, okay.
So I'm super excited to get into it. I've not really honestly read a lot of... I'm sorry, I only have three books and then one of the novellas. I don't have the fifth one. I've not really dived deep into like straight fantasy. It's been more romanticy, and I've heard this is more like straight fantasy, so...
Okay. I have one honorary mention that you DNF'd, and that's the Guild series. This has been on my list for forever. Again, just a multiple book series is so... It's hard to commit to that many books. It just feels intimidating, like I'll never finish. But I would really like to finish it this year. And it's on KU, so like that makes it even more accessible, but I know that you DNF'd it, which is like not a you thing, so I'm a little nervous now.
It was a lot right off the bat for me. It was hard.
That's fair.
My honorable mention is actually series. I have the first one in my KU library, but
oh yes,
I own the entire series, but I have not got to it, and I've heard it's like super good, so I'm kind of excited to read them.
Yeah, I need you to read it and tell me how it is.
It's a plan for some point in time, but currently reading my cowboy romances, so.
I understand.
I think it's about, like, a student who undergoes a study or something like that.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. Right. That sounds right.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what it was, or I know there's a couple of them, though.
Rebecca's going to a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, that's so fun.
They're wearing shirts that says, like, lights, camera, bitch, smile.
Oh, that's cute. All right, ma'am. So are there any other books or anything that you would like to mention?
My only, like, other anticipated release is something we were just talking about, and that's The Perfect Divorce. I've just got The Perfect Marriage Collector's Edition in, so I'm super excited to get The Perfect Divorce and read it, and I'm really excited to reread this one because I've heard she's changed some things in it.
Yeah,
we'll see. Me too. But I can't think of, besides Mile High, honestly, I'm more anticipated next year for, or I guess this year at this time of this podcast comes out, are the Marvel movies that are going to come out.
That's fair. Me
it's
too.
It's a busy year for Marvel.
It is. That's because we've had a little bit of a break. We've been doing just a little TV series for a couple bits here. All right. Well, so if you like this episode, thank you for subscribing. We hope that you'll continue to subscribe on Patreon. As you're aware, you can get access to bloopers, extra content, community chat, and more on Patreon. Our free episodes are released on all podcasting platforms on the first and third Fridays of each month. If there is a fifth Friday, that will be our bonus episode for that month.
You can also send us book suggestions, comments, or general inquiries to our email at likewereadthem@carlmpodcast.com. You can also subscribe to get our monthly newsletter as well. You can join us on Fable, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram for more engagement from us and the latest news. Carl, do you want to let them know what our next read is?
On February 21st, Emily's very excited about this one. We will be discussing Say You Swear by, what's her name?
Megan Brandy.
We appreciate you tuning into this episode. We hope you'll join us for that episode. I'm sure we'll have plenty of thoughts about that one.
I will.
It's one of Emily's favorite book boyfriends, too.
No, so he's my top book boyfriend.
Excuse me. Yeah. He's her top book boyfriend. So she'll have plenty of thoughts to say about him.
Absolutely.
And don't forget to join us over on Fable so we can discuss as we read. And as always, we promise to Carl them like we read them.